Welcome to Mindful Movement. For the next 15 minutes or so, we will have a period of gentle, mindful movement, using great care and attention to how the body is actually feeling moment by moment, and only moving in ways that are kind and respectful of the body's limitations, regardless of the instructions being given here. These movements are best done while wearing comfortable clothing and in bare feet. And noting that any of these poses can be modified to be done while sitting in a chair, if that's right for you. It's important to recognize and to be sensitive to how our bodies are in each moment. Through mindful movement, we seek to cultivate compassion, patience, and curiosity as we move our bodies through space as best we can, trying to note precisely what is happening in your body. If at any time this recording's guidance is inviting a pose or movement that is not right for your body, it's always possible to return to a resting pose. If the particular pose is not right for the body, it's also possible to just use your mind to envision the movement or pose, and this can itself be nourishing to the body and mind. And now we begin what is sometimes called mountain pose by standing on the floor or a mat, with the big toes just touching, heels slightly apart so that your second toes are parallel, letting your arms hang loosely beside the torso, lifting and spreading your toes and the balls of your feet, and then laying them softly down on the floor again. Noticing the sensation of your feet pressing into the floor. Noting if you have weight more on your left foot or your right foot, or is it equally balanced? Rocking gently back and forth, side to side. Noticing how your body shifts and responds. And gradually reducing this swaying to a standstill, feeling your weight balanced evenly on the feet. Firming your thigh muscles, keeping the belly soft. Imagining a line of energy all the way up along your inner thighs, and from there through the core of your torso, your neck, and head, and out through the crown of your head. Perhaps imagining a silken string going from the top of your head towards the sky. The underside of your chin is parallel to the floor, throat soft, and the tongue relaxed and flat on the floor of your mouth. Soften your eyes. Soften your gaze. Perhaps closing your eyes for a few moments and noticing how that changes the standing pose. Turning the upper thighs slightly inward, lengthening your tailbone towards the floor. Now noticing your very next in-breath and out-breath. Noticing perhaps where the breath is most vivid as it enters the body. Noticing the rising of the chest and belly with the in-breath and the slight release on the out-breath. Perhaps noticing a slight energy entering the body on the in-breath, filling the body. And a slight release on the out-breath. Perhaps noticing a subtle swaying of the body with the breath and the heartbeat. And staying in this pose with active feet pressing into the floor for 5 more breath cycles. And now, as you are ready, inviting the body to lie down on your back on the floor, perhaps on a blanket or mat. The arms comfortably by the side of the body, with the palms of the hands turned up. Perhaps feeling the shoulders melting towards the floor, giving the chest area a slightly greater opening or expansion. And allowing the legs to lengthen away from the body if that's comfortable, with the feet falling away from each other. If the lower back feels any tension, you may want to place a small pillow or rolled up towel or blanket under your knees. If that's not a good pose for you, you may keep your knees bent with your feet flat on the floor, allowing the knees to gently rest against each other. Being mindful of the body and what it needs in this moment. And now bringing awareness to your very next in-breath and out-breath. Noticing again the rising of the chest and belly with the in-breath, and perhaps a slight release on the out-breath. And sinking further into the blanket or mat with each breath cycle. Scanning the body for any areas of holding or tension or restriction, and allowing the in-breath to bring in energy and freshness, perhaps sending the breath to any areas of holding or tension, and breathing out the tension or fatigue on the out-breath. This is a resting pose to which you can always return at any time during this mindful movement meditation. And now, with the next in-breath, gently raising your arms towards the sky, keeping the shoulders on the floor, reaching the fingertips up towards the ceiling, feeling the muscles in the arm reaching. Then, on an out-breath, arcing the arms back over the head, stretching the fingertips towards the back wall. At the same time, flexing the feet and toes towards the back wall, so the body has a gentle stretch. Noticing any sensations of stretching in the body. Notice the quality of breath or any changes in breathing. And with the next out-breath, slowly bringing the arms back over by your side, releasing the feet, noting any differences in how the body feels after this simple stretch. And when you are ready, bending the knees if they're not already bent, placing the feet on the floor, arms by the side with the palms flat on the floor. On the next in-breath, bring the knees to the chest and place your hands on the knees or your arms around your knees, giving them a hug. Hugging the knees to the chest, breathing in and breathing out. And now, rocking slowly, gently, side to side, or back and forth, giving your lower back a little massage. You might make several small circles clockwise with your lower back, and then counterclockwise. And now, with the next out-breath, releasing the knees to the resting pose with the arms to the sides, and noticing any sensations in the body from this movement. And now, with the next out-breath, lifting the left leg to let it extend along the floor. And let the hands now draw the right knee to the chest, gently circling or moving the knee back and forth, exploring the sensations in the knee and the hip. and now placing the arms in a T position out from the sides of the body, palms down. Left leg still extended out along the floor. And let the right knee rest on the left knee, turning gently to the left. Letting the right hip come off the floor slightly, just in a gentle twist. Letting your right knee come to rest on the floor beside the outside of the left knee if that's comfortable for you. Staying in this position for a breath cycle or two, feeling a gentle stretch in the right hip. And on an out-breath, bringing the right leg back to the right and stretching it out along the floor in front of you. And now doing the same thing with the left leg, keeping the right leg extended out along the floor, bringing your left knee up to the chest and turning slightly to the right, letting the left knee rest on the right knee, letting the left hip come off the floor slightly, letting your left knee come to rest on the floor beside the outside of the right knee, if that's comfortable for you. And staying in this position for a breath cycle or two, feeling the gentle stretch in the left hip. And on an out-breath, bringing the left leg back to the left and stretching it out along the floor, bringing the arms alongside of the body. And now taking a moment to observe any thoughts that may be occurring. Not going with the thoughts, but just noticing. And noticing also if there are any differences in the right and left body as a result of this simple movement. And focusing back again on your very next in-breath, using your breath to anchor you to the present moment. And now turning the body over, moving slowly and gently, listening to your body, coming to your hands and knees, coming to what is sometimes called a tabletop pose. Observing your body and any sensations as you do this. If your knees are in discomfort, placing a towel or blanket underneath them. The hands are directly beneath the shoulders with the fingers spread wide like starfish. Balance the weight through the palms and all of the fingers so there's not too much weight on the wrists. Feeling the arms pushing down through the hands into the floor as though you're gently pushing up from the floor. The knees and shins are about hips width apart. And feeling where the knees connect with the floor or the mat. The body is flat with the back like a tabletop. The head is centered and neutral, and soften the gaze downwards towards the floor. The neck should be neutral and soft. From this tabletop pose, we will be moving into a series of poses, alternating between what is called a cat pose and a cow pose. We will begin with cow pose. Begin by moving into cow pose. Inhaling as you drop your belly towards the mat and lifting your chin and chest and gazing up just as is comfortable for you towards the ceiling. Broadening across your shoulder blades and drawing your shoulders away from your ears. And as you exhale, drawing your belly up to your spine and rounding your back towards the ceiling like a cat raising its back. Releasing the crown of the head towards the floor, but don't force your chin to your chest. And inhale, coming back into cow pose. And then exhale, stretching your back like a cat as you return to cat pose. And repeat this cat-cow pose gently a few more times, just following the rhythm of the breath. Breathing in on the cow pose, dropping your belly towards the mat and lifting your gaze up towards the ceiling. Then exhaling, drawing your belly in towards your spine and rounding your back towards the ceiling. And when you have completed the movements, just sitting back on the floor with your big toes touching and sitting back on your heels and separating your knees as wide as your hips. If this is not possible or comfortable for your body, just sitting back on the legs. And on an exhale, we'll move into what is called child's pose. So on the next exhale, laying your torso down between your thighs, hands out, placing your forehead on the floor if that's possible, or on your crossed arms, or making fists with your hands and placing your forehead on your fists if that's more comfortable, or perhaps putting a pillow or two under your head. Broadening your sacrum across the back of your pelvis and narrowing your hip points towards the belly button so that they nestle down into the inner thighs. Imagining lengthening your tailbone away from the back of the pelvis. And just breathing in and out, 5 more breath cycles in this pose. And when you're ready to come up, first lengthening the front torso, and then with an inhalation, lift from the tailbone as it presses down, pushing gently with the hands to lift up. Pausing for a moment, just sitting up on the floor, breathing in and breathing out, noticing any sensations in the body, any thoughts going through the mind, perhaps labeling any emotions that arise. And now just sitting on the floor, extending your legs in front of your body, sitting up straight, feeling your sits bones pressing into the floor, supporting you. And shifting your weight gently over onto your right hip, bending your knees and swinging your feet to the left so your knees are pointing towards the right. Laying your feet on the floor outside your left hip with the left ankle resting on the right ankle or the right arch. Keeping your hands beside you, your fingertips on the floor beside your hips. On an inhale, lifting through the top of the sternum and lengthening the front torso. Tucking your left hand under your right knee and bringing your right hand to the floor just beside your right hip. And gently twisting the chest to the right, just as is comfortable, just feeling a gentle twist. Exhaling and twisting your torso to the right, keeping the left hip on or very close to the floor, lengthening your tailbone towards the floor, softening the belly. You can look slightly to the left, just as is comfortable, giving your spine a gentle twist. With every inhalation, lifting a little more through the sternum, maybe pushing with the fingers on the floor to help a little. And with every exhalation, twisting just a little more. And breathing in and breathing out. And now bringing the head and knees back to center, taking a few moments to observe any changes in the body. Any thoughts that may be occurring. Not going with the thoughts, but just noticing. And now shifting over to your left hip. Bending your knees, swinging your feet to the right, your knees to the left. Laying your feet on the floor outside your right hip with the right ankle resting on the left ankle or the left arch. And keeping your hands beside you, your fingertips on the floor. Inhaling and lifting through the top of the sternum to lengthen the front torso. tucking your right hand under your left knee and bringing your left hand to the floor just beside your left hip. And continuing to twist the chest a little to the left. Exhale and twist your torso a little more to the left, keeping the right hip on or very close to the floor. Lengthening your tailbone towards the floor to keep the lower back long, softening the belly. And you can look slightly to the right now, just as comfortable, giving your spine a very gentle twist. With every inhalation, lifting a little more through the sternum, using the push of the fingers a little on the floor to help. And with every exhalation, twisting just a little bit. And breathing in and breathing out. And now bringing the head and knees back to center and moving your body into a comfortable sitting position on the floor with legs either crossed in front of you, straight out in front of you, with a cushion or mat or blanket under your hips if that feels right for you. Closing your eyes if that's comfortable, or keeping your eyes open with a soft focus a few feet in front of you. And tuning in now to your very next in-breath and out-breath. And taking a few moments here to observe any changes in the body, any difference that has occurred with these movements, any thoughts that may be coming up, any emotions. Just noticing. And just sitting here, letting your body breathe you for 4 or 5 more breath cycles. Perhaps giving gratitude to your body for supporting you through this mindful movement exercise. And when you are ready, opening your eyes if they are closed, and bringing your attention back to the room and the objects around you.